lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Today, there's not too many people who can sing a happy song. The happy song seems to be lost today. As we look in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, we read of a man by the name of Hezekiah. In verse 1, it says, he began to reign when he was 25 years old. The next verse in chapter 29 of 2 Chronicles says, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Well, this man started to reign in Israel, and he took over, and you might say, from a man by the name of Ahaz. Ahaz was a wicked person, and during his reign, he had desecrated the house of God. He had turned the house of God into something that was not for God, but was for the pagans of that day. And we see Hezekiah coming on the scene, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And for the next few minutes, let's look at the subject of the missing song. In chapter 29, once again, of 2 Chronicles, verse 27, it says, and Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpets. Well, the lost song, or the song that was missing, we've lost the song, it seems, in our world today, and that's the happy song. I think of our country, the United States of America, and if the happy song is going to be restored, there must be some things done in order to restore it. The song of the Lord is happiness and delight, and not very many people are able to sing that song today. We see, first, there must be confession of the things which we know to be wrong. Once again, in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 6 and 7, it says this, for our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, and turned their backs. Also, they have shut up the doors and the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto the God of Israel. First, there must be a confession of things which we know to be wrong if the missing song is to be restored in our land and in our world. There are many children today suffering because of the sins of their parents. We look back on our ancestors of this country and we see how that they came to this country and they brought a new life. Their life, they lived. They lived and they worked and they bled and they died for our freedom. We are people who are taking advantage of that today, and we have our freedom, but there are those today who are seemingly taking that freedom from us, and we seem to be stepping back from our responsibilities. As the people of God, we need to take back what is rightfully ours that our ancestors bled and died for. Now, there are many children who are going to be suffering as a result if we do not step forward as the people of God and take a stand for the Lord in this country. I want you to know something else. If mom and dad have been wrong or are still wrong, they must confess it and turn from it. What do I mean? Well, I mean this, that in order for our land to get back to where it is supposed to be, there needs to be godly parents in this world, in this country. Godly parents who stand up for Jesus, who stand up for God, who stand up for the things that are right. We lead by example. If we are not leading, the example that God has set forth for us in His Word, then our children will go astray, and many of them have. God has said that He wants everyone to be saved through His Son, Jesus Christ. He does not force anyone to receive Jesus as Savior, but we as parents, we as the people who are living in this day and time, if we proclaim the name of Christ, then those people who are looking at us, our children in particular, our descendants, as they look to us through our example, then they will see Jesus in our life, and therefore, they will possibly receive Christ as their Savior. Remember, the Lord does not force anyone to be saved. He simply offers what He has already done on the cross of Calvary. He bled, He died, He gave His life, and He is alive today that we could have life and share that life with other people. We cannot force our children to get saved or to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior, in other words, but we can be that testimony in front of them that hopefully and prayerfully they will receive Christ as Savior. For the song that has disappeared, that song that is missing, for it to be restored, there must be first confession of the things which we know to be wrong. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, that not only means for each individual, that means for this country, for the people who collectively of this country, that means them, for this country needs to be turned back to the Lord or turned to God. There also must be a cleansing of the people of God in particular and the house of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 4 and 5, it says this, "And he brought in the priests and the Levites, and gathered them together into the east street, and said unto them, Hear me, ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place." And as preachers, we often have, might I say, the inclination of pointing our fingers at the people of God instead of pointing our fingers to ourselves. The preachers of God today need to get things right with God. They need to take a stand for God. They need to quit being people who take a back seat to this world, to the devil, to the things that the devil supports, to things that he advocates. We need to see preachers who are not mealy-mouthed, those preachers who are not thumb-sucking, panty-waisted people compromising the Word of God. Notice what the Bible says there in our chapter. It says, he brought in the priests, Hezekiah brought in the priests and the Levites, and he told them in verse 5, sanctify yourselves. The preachers of God today need to get things right with Him and be leaders instead of followers of the things of the devil. Instead of being entertainers, they need to be proclaiming the Word of God. There must be a cleansing of the preachers today. There must be a cleansing of the people as well. Church membership does not mean any more to some people today than being a member of some social club. Some churches are not much different from social clubs. We need to build bigger, they say. Well, let me say that big does not constitute religious or, shall we say, the things of God. Big does not mean success in the sight of God. Small does not mean success in the sight of God. What means success in the sight of God is living for God, is promoting the things of God, is letting people know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. We need to quit worrying about having a social club in our churches today and start proclaiming and preaching Jesus Christ. There must also be sacrifice to the cause of Christ. Chapter 29 of 2 Chronicles, verse 21 says this, "And they brought 7 bullocks, and 7 rams, and 7 lambs, and 7 he-goats, for a sin offering for the kingdom, and for the sanctuary, and for Judah. And he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord." Verse 31 and 32, it says, "Then Hezekiah answered and said, Now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings unto the house of the Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation brought was 70 bullocks, and 100 rams, and 200 lambs. And all these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. There must be sacrifices. This sacrifice that we've read about was made because of the sins of the people. This indicates that when people get serious with God, there will be a straightening out of those things that we see wrong regardless of the cost. We need to count the cost today and see what has happened in our land, in our country, of people who are not turning to God, but who are turning away from God, who have turned away from God, worshiping idols, paganism, and worshiping people who are not God, who have proclaimed to be prophets of God, who are not prophets of the true God. What a sad situation we are in today when we see the things going on in America. Abortion. Young innocents being slaughtered by the millions today. People are not standing up against that. Clergy not standing up against that. Preachers, the lay people, people who name the name of Christ, not standing up and taking a stand against murder, abortion. We need to sacrifice to the cause of Christ. There are people today who are giving their lives for the cause of Christ. You may not be aware of that, and that may not be in your mind today, but there are people today around the world, China, Pakistan, so forth and so on, places that we have never heard of, who are giving their lives for the cause of Christ, who have been preaching Jesus saves. They are slaughtered and butchered for the cause of Christ. They're willing to sacrifice even to their lives, by their lives. God does not require your life, but you need to be willing and able to say, "Here am I, Lord. I'm willing to do what you would have me to do, even to the laying down of my life." And I believe with all of my heart that when we get serious enough with God and we mean these things in our hearts, God will turn this nation around. We can see revival in our land if we are willing to sacrifice to the cause of Christ. We also see there must be cooperation in the instruction of God's leaders. We need to listen. We need to listen to those leaders who are preaching the Word of God. We need to follow their instructions, turn from our wicked ways, and turn to God, to His ways, and live for Him. We need to see the song return, the missing song. We need to see that return today. The song of God needs to be returned to this country. We call our home the United States of America. Are you saved today? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? The Bible tells us that you were created by God. Mankind was created by God. Every person in this world needs to bring glory and honor to God. God, the Bible, in His Word, says that you were created to bring honor and glory to Him. You are to exalt Jesus Christ. You are to exalt God. And the only way you can do that is first by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. You are not a child of God if you have not trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. God is not your Father in heaven if you have not trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Bible says that you need to turn from your wickedness and turn to God. Receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and let Him lead and guide your life so that one day you will hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have lived for Me, and I invite you now to live in eternity with Me because you trusted Me as your Savior."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.